You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, it's Mark Kaye from The Mark Kaye Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kaye Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kaye, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kaye.
Mark Kaye.
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kaye is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is The Mark Kaye Show.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. 10-4, pig pen. For sure, for sure. By God, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Oh, yeah, we got us a convoy of care. You know, it's not every day you get to use the theme from Convoy on a radio show. So that's another great thing that's happening today. What's up, everyone? This is Mark Kaye. You're listening to The Mark Kaye Show, and we are live on location. It's a special pop-up edition of Mark Kaye LOL, and we're out here right outside of Maggiano's at the St. John's Town Center. Why, you might ask? Well, obviously, you haven't been listening all day. Rich Jones has only been talking about it for like 12 hours now. We are here for the convoy of care. We are collecting bottles of water, like lots of bottles of water. We're filling up an entire truck, and we're going to send this truck up where they need the water, which is North Carolina, South Carolina, where there's victims of Hurricane Florence who are still out of their houses, who are still, you know, fighting floodwaters and rising tides, and the rivers are just, you know, their houses are underwater. The president was there the other day. We're going to send some water here ASAP, but we've got to fill up this truck. Now, Rich Jones, as I mentioned before, from Jacksonville's Morning News, is still here. Hi, Rich. How are you?
How are you? I didn't know of the convoy music.
Well, you know,
I missed an opportunity all morning long
to use
the.
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed the opportunity.
Look, if you ever need obscure movie references from the 70s, I'm your guy. Okay, I feel like I put that in my resume, so I don't know why people don't utilize that more. Convoy, now tell us what's been going on here since, what, 8 a.m., is that right?
Before 8, actually. The truck was here. Tom Neal Truck Company had the truck set up. Stephen Ponson was reporting out here during Jacksonville's Morning News. The truck wasn't even open, and he shows up, and there were already donations of cases of water on the back of the truck.
Wow.
So even before 8 o'clock, people activated. They heard the message on the radio.
Yeah.
They saw it on TV, and they wanted to come down here and drop off. And since that time, Mark, and the truck went open, I've not looked in the last few minutes. We were approaching halfway full, and I'm talking like this isn't stacked up halfway to the top of the truck. It's all the way to the top of the truck. That's a lot of cases of water. The last count we had was 423 cases of water.
Yeah.
But these are some of the 24 packs. Sometimes they're the 48 packs. Sometimes they're even more than that. And we've had people just continuously, nonstop, come by, drop off. There's an
armored car.
Truck.
Are they?
Maybe
they're
going to drop off money.
That would be great. Look, we're accepting money too.
For the Salvation Army.
They're here, and they've got the red bin. And you can hold it. There it is.
There's the bell ring.
They're ringing the bell.
Yep.
If you're like, I don't happen to have gallons of bottled water on me right now, just open up your checkbook. If you carry a checkbook, if you have cash, that's even better.
Does anyone carry a checkbook anymore?
You know, you'd be surprised. Usually the person in front of me at Publix. But anyway, you put the money in the bucket and we'll push it. There's something to push it down in there. And all that money, it's not going to go to local charities here this time around. We're going to take that money and we're going to send that up to North Carolina too, so that they can get the best use of it as well. We do have an official pollster, by the way. We're going to check in with her in just a minute to get the official count.
Good. Because I guesstimated.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, you're in radio, so that happens. And then Major Bert Tanner from the Salvation Army, who's at Carolina Beach, is going to be checking in, too. And he's going to kind of be telling us what's going on the ground.
Gives you an idea of the need.
Yeah.
I think it gives you the idea of what may be needed there. And, you know, so quickly we move on and our attention goes to the next thing or whatever.
Right.
It's only been a week since Florence started to begin to lash the North Carolina coast today, actually. remember Irma last year. For a lot of us, it was maybe more than a week, and we were starting to get back to normal. There are people who can't get into their neighborhoods because the floodwaters are still too high.
Sure.
The water that we're collecting here might sit on a shelf for months, possibly. That's
right.
Why we're collecting water and not like other this we know is going to go to use. And what will happen is the truck will leave here. It'll drive into South Carolina
right.
and be given to local charities there. And then they know how to distribute that water to those who are most in need into those communities as
That's
people
fantastic.
Get back into them.
That's awesome. It's the Convoy of Care. Rich Jones, thanks so much. By the way, Stephen Ponson is a beast. Not
right.
only... Dude, this dude was up here at like 6 in the morning broadcasting live, but now he's stuck around and he's like unloading gallons of water. It's ridiculous. He's a beast.
He is know? A beast. We're talking about you right
talking
now.
About you.
You're the beast.
Beast mode Ponson. I mean, if you roll out, this guy has one case on each shoulder, and he was and just like it's no big deal.
And he's not the first one, but we all have dropped one
yeah, oh,
along
good.
The way. So
yeah.
thankfully, there have not been any casualties.
Yeah. If you're bringing
okay.
if you're bringing five bottles, bring a sixth one to make up for the one Rich Jones dropped. We have a water expert here, by the way, from Action News Jax. Meteorologist Arielle Nixon joins us, and she's been on the show a lot lately. Because first it was Florence, and we talked about the, we talked about Florence being a Category 4 and then a 3, and what does it mean, and winds and blowing and yada yada. Now she's here to talk about water, because you're a scientist, right?
Yes, I am.
Meteorology is a science.
It is.
Okay.
The science of weather.
Right. Oh, right, I get it now. Tell us what you know about water.
I'm also an amateur comedian. Water is the biggest problem with Florence. As we were saying, it turned into be kind of a similar Harvey situation
yeah.
where it just sat there
Refresh
and had the
memories.
Ability to
right.
just dump tons and tons of water over a period of time. So really flooding the biggest thing. There was some wind damage, especially near Wilmington, but now it's just the rain. And the river levels are still very high. There's
yeah.
still flooding happening as we speak.
So flooding really, I mean, the worst of the flooding happens after the hurricane.
Right. Well, I mean, it was still a hurricane tropical storm as it was continuing to dump heavy rain, and it kind of sat there right halfway along the coast. So half of the storm was onshore, half of the storm was out over the Atlantic.
Right.
So it just continued to spin in that moisture from the Atlantic, and just the flooding is crazy.
You can't see this because it's radio,
crazy.
But she's
That's
doing
right
the same meteorological hand signals that she
you
does.
You do hand motions.
You know,
too.
You're like, there's. I do. That's true. But I'm just like, I speak with my hands. All right. Now, as far as the need for water, what is the biggest problem with flooding? Refresh our memories, because, I mean, other than the fact that it washes everything away and there's no power and there's no utility, what else happens? What is this water going to be used for?
Well, their water systems are now contaminated, so
right.
they need drinking water. That's the basic one that you come up with. But also they need water for brushing their teeth
yeah.
and basic things like that. But also think of if you have a baby that's drinking formula, you need water to mix the formula with.
Oh, gee,
so
I didn't even think of that.
You didn't even think of that. There's all sorts of things, though, that, you know, are back yeah. behind the scenes that you need water for. So we're going to help them out in any way we can.
Yeah, we have two things. I mean, and these are the two best things you can send, water and cash. So whichever one you want, we prefer the water. We will take the donations as well. As far as now, another concern is always, Arielle, when these things happen, while there's a relief effort, while there's still flooding, there's more weather that comes up behind. What's the weather like up there? Or what's the forecast as far as the hurricanes? Are they going to get hit again?
At this point, things are quiet. The Atlantic, we have a couple areas that we're kind of watching, but at this point, I don't see anything imminent that's going to hit us or the East Coast.
Okay, cool.
But there is going to be a front that comes down about midweek next week that could bring them some more rain. But until then, it looks to be kind of a typical afternoon thunderstorm.
It's beautiful
situation.
Right now. I don't know what you did. But this is fantastic. I don't know, this
You're
is
welcome.
Way better than what you guys did for the Jaguars game. That thing was Ooh. Ridiculous.
Hey, you know, tomorrow, 86 degrees.
Hey, what?
I know.
That's great.
That's fall in Florida.
Only in Florida do you go 86 degrees? Thank God. I'm going to get out my coat.
PSL tomorrow.
What's the forecast for the Jags game, by the way? Because I'm going to, that's a 1 o'clock game. So is it going to be even hotter? I doubt it could be even hotter.
It's going to be almost 10 degrees cooler.
But shut up.
I know. Record temps last weekend at kickoff around, I think it was 97. And I keep saying that. I hope that's right because I need to look it up for
well,
sure.
I mean,
but it's definitely upper 90s.
Let's be honest. You're a meteorologist. So you can say it. People are going to believe you.
Yes.
They're
going to
believe you.
There's a lot of different ways people in the South say it's hot.
Yeah.
So I'll let them fill in the blanks. But last weekend was hot. hot. This weekend's going to be hot and humid, but upper 80s instead of upper 90s.
All right. Thank you very much. Arielle Nixon, meteorologist extraordinaire, Action News Jack, CBS 47, Fox 30. And now we're going to go to Leanne, our local pollster. Leanne is from Marist College, and you know they do a big Marist NBC poll. So we have her in charge of counting all the water. Leanne, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Hey, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. All right. Now, you are working very closely, I noticed, with the unloading of the water and the loading of the truck. And are you keeping tabs on every single case and bottle that comes in?
Yes, I am.
All right, fantastic. And now, let me get the drum roll here. Where are we as far as total water at this point?
Right now, we are at 426 cases, which comes out to about 10,200 individual bottles of water.
Well, does that include the one that Rich Jones dropped and broke?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Perfect. And what is our goal? Do we have a goal or is it just fill the truck?
We want to fill this truck all the way.
What percentage would you say full are we?
We are about like 46% if you want to get real technical.
That is really. Wow, you're really good at this polling stuff. Who's going to win the Florida gubernatorial election? Do you know?
No.
All right, we'll get back to us with that. It's Mark Kay. This is the Mark Kay Show. LOL, live on location. We're at Maggiano's. We're collecting. Oh, the military's here. All right, I'm going to go salute the military. Quick break. We'll be right back. 340-1045 if you want to get in. Or you know what? Better yet, just come on down to the St. John's Sound Center. We'll put you live on the air here at the booth. Mark Kay on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back. Bring money, water, and money. Hey, what's up? Sorry, I was ringing the bell. What's up? It's the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. I'm not dressed like Santa Claus today. Why? Well, because I've been losing weight. Thank you very much. And also, it's 87 degrees outside. Plus, it's not Christmas time. It is Convoy of Care time. We are out at Maggiano's. Maggiano's, by the way, is fantastic. They're not only providing us with free water for the crew, but also these delicious smelling vapors that are emanating from. So it's great. So now we're all starving, but at least we're well hydrated. So Maggiano's. Oh, and also they're letting us take over their courtyard. If you're familiar with the St. John's Town Center, that's where we are. We're at the courtyard right in front of Maggiano's. We're doing a special Mark Kay Show LOL live on location as we collect water for the Convoy of Care. We're going to send all this water in this truck, which is about 40% full. We're going to send it up to North Carolina where the victims of Hurricane Florence and now the floods that follow Hurricane Florence are in dire need of it. We're also collecting cash. In fact, this guy Mike just rolled up and he said, I was on my way to BJ's, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go and give cash. Open up his wallet, shoved probably $100 to $200 worth of cash in the bucket. He almost single-handedly filled the bucket, and it was great to see. And then I said to him, do you want to go on the air? He goes, nah, I was on the air once with Neil Bortz, scarred me for life. And I said, "That's you're not the first person to say that. But if you want to give some, listen, if you want to do a shout out, I'm here till noon. So bring some water. Every case of water you bring, every $20 bill you shove in the bucket, we'll let you do a shout out. You know, if you have a local business or if it's somebody's birthday or you know you just want to, I don't know, maybe you're looking, maybe you want like trying to get a babysitting gig, whatever it is, bring some water by. Rich Jones is out here actually taking water from people's cars and putting it into the truck. Steven Ponson doing the same thing. Pretty much the entire Action News Jax team is. I don't know who the heck is going to be doing the news in like 30 minutes because they're all right here at Maggiano's with us. It's going to be phenomenal. And, you know, I was thinking about it, too. I was asking Leanne, our pollster here, because she's also in charge of our promotions department. And, you know, I said, hey, do we have anything to give away? And I don't know if you guys remember, but last week I reported on how there was a major theft at WOKV. And somehow, because we're moving facilities, we have an old facility, we're moving to a new facility, which is actually technically a much older, more dilapidated facility, but, you know, it's new to us. So what happened was somehow in the move, they quote unquote misplaced 19 cartons of WOKV swag. Now, to me, that sounds suspicious. Right, that sounds a little. That story doesn't hold. It misplayed, but I don't know who took it. But we're still searching for it. In the meantime, we're all out of OKV mugs. We're all out of OKV shirts. We're all out of OKV stickers. We're all out of WOKV chip clips, which luckily I have a bunch at my house already. But a whole case was taken, so I had to dig through my car. But I found I found one of the last remaining Mark Kay Show T-shirts. And what I'm going to do here is probably in a little while, we're going to play a game. I was thinking since it's water and bottles, we play spin the water bottle. Good idea. Instead of kissing anyone, because that's totally politically incorrect. You know, we don't want any more Brett Kavanaugh moments here. Instead of kissing somebody, you're going to win a prize. So if you would like to play Spin the Water Bottle, come on down here to the St. John's Town Center. Come to Maggiano's. Bring a case of water. Bring some cash to shove in the bucket. We'll hang out with you. We'll let you shout out on the air. And we'll do this game. Oh, my God. John Bachman's here. Quick, before he sees me. Quick. Oh, it's too late. It's too late. What's up, John Bachman?
Marque, I'm great. How are you? You've got some shade here and staying pretty cool, pal.
Well, you know, I am a very shady person. John Bachman, John, sorry, I'd love to talk to you, but we got to take a break.
I get kicked off the air that fast.
Hey, it's, you know, perfect timing as always. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
We're going to talk to John here in just a minute. It's the Marque Show, LOL, live on location at Maggiano's for News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Marque Show, LOL, live on location outside of Maggiano's today for Convoy of Care, where Excel Janitorial Services just rolled up with an entire pallet of water. John Bachman currently showing off his guns and getting that water from the pallet onto the truck, which is very exciting. Leanne from Marist College, our official pollster, is here with an update. Leanne, what are the numbers looking like right now with that pallet added to the total?
So right now our update count is about 536 cases of water, which is just under 13,000 individual bottles of water.
13,000 bottles of water?
And the truck is about 50% full now.
Look at that. We're at 13,000 bottles of water, and we are only 50% full. So that's incredible. We're going to get John Bachman back to work here in just a minute. But John, thank you, first of all, for coming in on your day off. We appreciate that.
Oh, it's my pleasure, of course.
And we just, as you saw, we've been unloading. By the way, unloading bottles of water, the bad news is it makes you sweaty. The good news is I'm getting my steps in.
Yeah, this is a good workout. You know, CrossFitters would love to come out and volunteer. We should organize that next time.
Well, I mean, I'm not a CrossFit. I'm like, you know, I wear a Fitbit and I try to get to 10,000 steps a day.
Well, those cases are heavy, though.
They are pretty. Like I said, yeah. I'm not used to this kind of physical exertion.
That's good for you.
But thank you so much for coming out. We're going to talk in just a second. We have the Salvation Army Major is on a beach. But before him, we spoke time. When you were there for the entire event, tell us what you saw as you were leaving and the need for this kind of water from the first hand account.
I left Saturday, Mark, as the rain was slowly starting to move out.
Right.
But as you know, the rivers were still rising.
Yeah.
In fact, many of them are just now finally cresting and stopped. So that tells you how bad the flooding is. And if you look at a map of North Carolina just yesterday, interstates were closed for miles.
Yeah.
And so it's devastating. I think the death toll now is at 37 in North Carolina and South Carolina combined. And it was primarily, as we said all along, a rain event. A lot of flooding caused a lot of damage.
And that's a lot of contamination now. Sewer systems that aren't working. People can't get clean water. This is one of the only ways they're going to be able to get it.
Absolutely. It's going to take, you know, years for them to recover from this. And so that's why this effort is so important, to get them water, because it is going to take them a long time to get back online.
Thank you, ladies. We just have, in addition to the water, and thank you, John Bachman, I really appreciate it, and we appreciate you coming down here today, too.
You bet.
A couple ladies just came in. They didn't have water on them because not everyone carries around cases of water. You know, I don't. But they did have cash, and we have the bucket out here, too. The
Salvation
Army bell is ringing,
yes.
And we will take your cash donations as well. All of that money, by the way, going to the same area. It's going to the same relief area. It's not staying here locally.
Eileen,
that's kind of cool. All right.
Eileen just dropped some money in there, too.
Thank you, Eileen. Show her your muscles. Come on. She put like $20 in there. Come on, John Bachman. Give her a flex. John Bachman, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. All right, let's go live now. We're going to go live now to North Carolina, where, if I'm not mistaken, we have Bert Tanner, Major Bert Tanner from the Salvation Army on the phone. Major Tanner, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Major Tanner, thanks so much for joining us. Listen, we're down here doing what we can and trying to get you guys some water. Tell us what's happening in Carolina Beach right now. Tell us about the need.
Well, we're in Carolina Beach. I've been there about the last 4 days, serving meals to the residents down there. People are just starting to come back in. There's a bridge that you have to take to get over to the island in Carolina Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And the bridge was closed to most people unless you had an ID that said you live there until the last couple of days. So people are beginning to filter back in. They're beginning to find out how much damage there is to their home and what they're going to have to do to get things starting again. They're just starting to get power, so feeding and things like that is still an essential in that area.
All right, and as far as the water, is that still the number one dire need? Because even with the power back, that doesn't necessarily mean that the water is coming back or is even palatable. Is that right?
Well, there's still a need. One of the best ways, of course, is the donations that come in helping to buy truckloads and that type thing, but there is still a need in the area, and I'm sure whatever water comes up, there's people that are still going to have a need for that.
Yeah. All right. How long are you going to be camped out there? Is it as long as it takes, or?
Well, our deployments are usually about 14 days.
Okay.
And I will have been up here 14 days, about on the 23rd or 24th. We'll be returning home, and new teams will be coming in.
Okay, great. Well, listen, we appreciate you going out there. We appreciate your service, and thanks so much for checking in. When you get back, I'm sure we'd love to talk to you again then, too. Major Bert Tanner from the Salvation Army, live in Carolina Beach, deployment, right? That's what they do. They're on the ground. And keep in mind that the water here is going to the local charities. You know, a lot of people think, oh, it's the Salvation Army, it's going to stay locally. No, they're going to take the truck. They're helping us, you know, coordinate this whole effort. The money that you put in the Salvation Army bucket today, all of that goes to the local charities in North Carolina, in South Carolina. They will distribute it to the residents directly. So, you know, that's why we've tried to organize this thing, and with the help of our news partners at Action News Jax, CBS 47, Fox 30, and Maggiano's, and everyone else. And also, I should shout out Starbucks, because I'm creeping on their Wi-Fi right now. I don't know if they know it or not, but I was able to get on their Wi-Fi. So thank you, Starbucks, for the free Wi-Fi. You're making the Mark K Show possible today. Plus, I mean, the caffeine. Let's be honest, that helps too. But listen, we're going to be out here till 2 o'clock, and we're going to be collecting bottles of water. If you want to do, you know, a lot of times what people like to do is they like to leave open mics, or they want to call and give a shout out. We'll let you do live shout outs. If you come by with your water and you want to get on the air, just donate some water, put some money in the bucket. I'll give you the microphone. You can shout out to your mom or your dad or your girlfriend or your ex-girlfriend, as long as you keep it clean. I don't care what you want to say. And we're going to be doing that, like I said, here for a little while. Plus, I'm still piecing out together that I thought that the Mark K Show shirt would be a bigger draw than it is. Apparently not. It's the last one in existence. But we're going to get to that here in just a minute. Now, as far as the news goes, we do have this. We do have a little bit of an update on the shooting in Maryland. Not much, but the reports are coming in that three people have been killed, and it's at some kind of Rite Aid, which is a pharmacy, if you're not familiar with it, distribution center. That's all we know. Adam Kirk's in the newsroom. Everybody's going to get the information. And as soon as we get it, we'll give it to you. And then on the Kavanaugh thing, the Brett Kavanaugh thing, the good news, bad news on the Brett Kavanaugh situation is there's no new news, really. Nothing's happened. The Senate Judiciary Committee has said, hey, here's the deal. We're going to give this woman till tomorrow, which is Friday, to say, yes, I'll testify. Yes, I want you to come to my place. Yes, I'm going to do some kind of telephone testimony or written whatever. If she wants to share her information, she's got to let them know tomorrow. She can't just leave the entire process and the entire country in limbo. Now, if she somehow misses that opportunity, then I don't know what's going to happen on Monday, but everything has been kind of stuck in flux. And the good news is, when no news happens, nothing bad happens. The bad news is, when no news happens, people just sit around and continue to talk about it and continue to speculate and continue to get angrier and angrier. And that's what you're starting to see. You're starting to see the anger boil over on both sides. But at the end of the day, right now, the Democrats are holding fast that they're going to try to keep this thing from happening as much as possible. And the Republicans are saying, hey, look, we've got a deadline. We've got a timeline. We've made offers. If she wants to come and testify, if Brett Kavanaugh wants to come and testify, fantastic. If not, we're going to move on with the procedures. We're going to move on with the hearings. And a lot of those Republican votes are saying, yeah, if she's not going to come forward, there's really no reason for me to vote no in this case, because the country does need a Supreme Court. And let's be honest, if we don't get someone on there this week, it's probably going to be a long time since we have till we have the full docket. Got to take another quick break. We are at Maggiano's, the roundabout at Maggiano's. There's a Z Gallery for Yupana Vedra residents that shop there. You can swing by. You can drop off some water. There's California Pizza. There's so much stuff going on, and you don't even need to get out of your car. We've got a ton of volunteers. They will pop your trunk. They'll open your back door. They'll grab the water. You can zoom away, and we'll take care of it from there. We'll make sure that the water gets to where it needs to go. This is the Mark K Show, LOL, live on location. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark K Show. My name is Mark K. Thank you so much for joining us. We are LOL, live on location today at Maggiano's, St. John's Town Center. This is an impromptu one. We weren't even expecting this, but, when the need is there, we jump into action. And by we, I mean Action News Jax, News 104.5 WOKV, the Salvation Army, Maggiano's, everybody who's making the convoy of care possible, and Rich Jones from Jacksonville's Morning News, who has been here since, what time did you get here?
A little bit after 9.
No, I thought it was earlier.
No, not that early.
Oh, all right. Never mind. Never mind that. But he's been here for a while.
Are you not impressed?
No,
I'm not impressed.
I'm slightly impressed.
Okay.
Is that good?
I've unloaded a lot more water than you have.
Well, that's true, but I've also been broadcasting for like an
hour. That's true.
You did. You were actually unloading water when you should have been on the radio.
Yes, that's right. I forgot.
So since
at 11:30, I'm sorry about that, Adam Kirk.
No, that's okay. Well, since you missed that break, give us an update. What's going? Tell us, first of all, about the Convoy of Care, what we're doing here, how long we're doing it, all that kind of
stuff.
Well,
you mentioned all the great partners, Tom Neal. Truck company is also one of the great partners because we're filling their truck. And by the way, I've been having a little bit of fun on the back of their truck. Oh, look, everyone's going to go up and down on the truck.
It's one of those, like, moving... It's got the...
It's really kind of fun.
Yeah, there's video of it on my Instagram if you want to go to Mark K and check out Rich Jones not working.
I was waiting for the next unload of water.
I have a question for you.
Not unload.
All right, let me ask you this, and I'm not knocking the logistics of this operation by any means, but we had a pallet of water come by, and we unloaded by hand. John Bachman almost single-handedly unloaded an entire pallet.
Well, he's Jacksonville's strongest news anchor.
He really is. But then you get on there after we're done unloading this thing, and you start playing with the elevator part of the truck, and I'm thinking to myself, why didn't we use that to get the pallet of water up onto the truck?
There are a lot of what-ifs. Like, what if we had a forklift? Life would have been a whole lot easier.
That's true, man. We need a forklift.
I'd say this truck is probably at least halfway full right now. Our goal is to fill up the truck by 2 o'clock, so the need is urgent now to try to fill up the truck by 2 o'clock. Yes, thank you very much. And people are making monetary donations to the Red Kettle with Salvation Army. And so that money that's going in there, a $5 bill, another $5 bill, a $20 bill, the Salvation Army will deploy that money to those in need in North and South Carolina. The water will go to South Carolina first, and it'll go to local charities there, and then they will distribute to the people who need it most.
And how long are we here till? We're here till 2, right?
Okay. Yeah. So we'll be able to collect until 2. Now, if you don't make it out till 2, and a woman just stopped by and said, I was in Orange Park, this was a haul to get out here, totally understand. You can drop off the rest of the day and through the weekend at the Salvation Army in La Villa near downtown. I'm being held by John Bachman.
Lucky you.
Jacksonville's strongest news anchor is holding my shoulders.
So here's the deal. Now, what happens if we fill the truck before 2?
Then we have another truck.
We have another truck?
We have reinforcements, my man.
God, we are so prepared.
We are ready.
Yeah, other than the fact that we had to unload an entire pallet of water by hand when we had an elevator,
right.
We're totally prepared for this, so this is great. Tom Neal, Truck Leasing, again, thank you so much for your support. And Maggiano's, who has been, get this, they've been providing water to all of us so that we could get the water to the people who really need it.
Yep.
Which is great. We do appreciate that. Rich Jones, thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you.
You have another hit coming up in 7 minutes. Don't go too far.
I won't go far.
We don't want you to miss that one.
Unless someone else brings a whole pallet of water again.
We have a lull. There is a lull, and that's what happens. You know, it's lunchtime, so I guess people are hopefully here in just a few minutes. We're going to get a bunch of people who are swinging by Target right now. There's one right around the corner. Swinging by the Publix. There's that other store, Aldi. Which they just opened, like, you know, I mean, they're always building. There's probably going to be a new grocery store open by the time we're done broadcasting anyway. But you can go to any one of those locations. You can get, it can be a large jug of water. We have some people with gallon jugs of water or 5 gallon jugs of water. You know, it can be the packages of water, any size. It doesn't matter. Oh, look, there's a car. Yay. All right. She's pulling up. And we've got our volunteers. Like we said before, they just run up to the car. They unload it for you. They bring it up to the truck and you don't even have to get out of your car. You know, if you slip them $5, they may even valet park for you. I'm going to try that myself. So that's what's going on today. We're kind of taking a break from our typical show stuff. And I wanted to play a game called Spin the Water Bottle, but apparently I didn't explain it properly and people may have gotten scared off. You know, it's a Me Too world. We probably shouldn't be playing those kinds of things. But anyway, I still have one Mark K Show t-shirt, and the next person that brings either a case of water or a monetary donation and puts it into the big red bucket, either one of those, the next person that does it gets the coveted Mark K Show t-shirt. Ariel, what's that?
Can I do?
You want, yes, if you're the next person, I mean, I, the rules are clear. The next person, oh, look, Ariel Nixon from Action, oh, of course, she doesn't have her wallet. It's just like when you go to lunch with her. Oh, my God, I left my wallet in the car. That's okay. It's on us. No problem. Wow, I've heard that one before. Anyway, so the next person who puts money in the bucket or brings us water will get the Mark K Show t-shirt. It is a large, so keep that in mind. I know I have a lot of listeners who are like 2X and larger. You may want to get it for a friend or, you know, one of your kids. Oh, there's more. Okay, more cars are coming. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go and I'm going to help unload the water. I'm going to be in line for a few more minutes. So if you want to come by, say hi. If you want to watch me sweat my butt off, then bring as much water as possible because that's what's going to happen. We're here till 2 o'clock. What is that? Oh, yay! Did you want the shirt?
Let's see if he wants it.
Oh, yeah, good. He wants it. Oh, they're going to see it. Oh, this is going to be embarrassing. There's a guy that just gave money.
He threw it down on the ground.
They're going to see
if he wants it. He threw it down on the ground.
Is he taking the shirt?
He's lighting it on fire.
They're offering him the Mark K. Show shirt. And did he take it?
I think he said, who's Mark K.?
He's like, who's, what is it? You want it? Oh, he wants it. Oh, yay. Look at that. Fantastic. Great. We have one fan. So we've been on the air for 8 months. We got one fan. I love it. All right, listen, I'm going to go. But I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have an all-new episode of the Mark K. Show. We're going to play some Week in Review Spelling Bee. We'll bring you the latest on Brett Kavanaugh. And we'll bring you the totals from this great event, too. Stay tuned. The news featuring Rich Jones and the Rush Limbaughs next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.